In the world of YouTube, one of the most recent trends has been children who are 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 coming out as sodomites. And this is extremely dangerous because it is encouraging other children to follow that type of a lifestyle. And there is a YouTuber called DinoYT. And this video is for you, young man. And this video will be a very respectful video. This is not a video of me simply telling you you're going to hell. For as a father myself, I can only imagine the difficulties that a parent has to go through when they have a child that is suffering through these types of temptations. Your videos on YouTube, you have a wide variety of an audience which you're impacting. So I think it deserves a response, but I'll be gentle as you're a child. Take a look at what DinoYT posted about 6-7 days ago.
What's up guys, Dino here. Welcome back to another video. This video is going to be serious, and I just want you guys to know that. As we film this video, sorry for filming in the same room, I don't have any other place to film. But there's been something that's bothering me that I want to talk to you guys about. I am bisexual. I'm going to start with the most common question I get asked is, how do you know? I've known because I have had boy crushes and girl crushes throughout my generation. Some of you might ask, how long have you known? I've known for a long time, probably before you guys have known me. The reason I'm telling you guys this is because I want to feel more open to you guys, and because you guys are a part of my life. I've always had a camera in my life, and to my supporters, you guys have always been in my life and have had an impact on my life, so you guys deserve to know. There's a couple people that I do know. Something that inspired me to make this video is Lin-Manuel Miranda's quote from when he won a Tony Award. He said that love is 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 love.
And love is 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 love cannot be killed or swept aside. I sing Vanessa's symphony, Eliza tells her story. Now fill the world with music, love, and pride. Thank you so much for this.
In that particular video, he indicated that he was bisexual. And that he knew so because he had some crushes on boys and some crushes on girls. The problem with following just simply your feelings is that it's very easy to become double-minded, young man. Very easy to become double-minded, and you're a prime example of that a few days later, saying that you're now coming out as full-blown gay.
What's up guys, Dino here, and welcome back to another video. And I'm filming with a new camera. This is my G7X. It's not a new camera, but I've never done a sit-down video like this with this camera, so I hope you guys like it. Anyways, just the other day I made a video talking about me being bisexual. And I did a lot of soul-searching this week, and I realized that I'm actually gay. This week, ever since I uploaded my video, I realized that my boy crushes and girl crushes were very different. My girl crushes were more like girl crushes as in, oh, she's cute. But for boys, it was quite different. I just hope you guys understand, and I want you guys to know that I just realized it this week. That's all I had to say for this video, and I hope you guys understand. Make sure to drop a like if you enjoyed, and subscribe. I'm DinoKey0620.
And assuming that this is not a publicity stunt, because you are a very well-known clickbaiter, regardless, I'm still going to treat it as if it's serious because you're impacting children and I'm seeing it in the comment sections of your videos. So to them, they're taking it as serious, even though there's very well may be some clickbaiting on your behalf. And you've referenced the individual that stated love is love is love is love is love. Here's the clip.
And love is 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 love cannot be killed or swept aside. I sing Vanessa's symphony, Eliza tells her story. Now fill the world with music, love, and pride. Thank you so much for this.
The thing about that is that statement, love is love is love is love is love, is not true. It's not a true statement in the way that they're using it. Because you see, a pedophile loves children. A pedophile will tell you that he loves a 3-year-old. He loves a 4-year-old. And he can also quote that guy saying, love is love is love is love is love. But is that true love? No.
I took on a regular babysitting gig. She was 5. She was a precocious girl. She was advanced for her age. She was also very independent. A lot of my fantasies actually revolve around little girls who are in some way more powerful than I am. Eventually, my attraction became, you know, overwhelming to the point I had to go relieve myself in the bathroom. That's when I had to leave town and get my head straightened out. I didn't abuse her because I knew the harm that it could cause.
Ephesians 5:6 says, "Let no man deceive you with vain words." Those are vain words, because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. And young man, Dino, I don't know what your name is, but Dino YT. You know, Deuteronomy 1:39 says, "Moreover, your little ones, which ye said should be a prey, and your children, which in that day had no knowledge between good and evil, they shall go in thither, and unto them will I give it, and they shall possess it." Children are a beautiful thing, and as they're growing up, as parents, you're supposed to educate your children. You're supposed to take your children and train them up in the way that they should go. An example, Dino, and others who are in your teenage years and you have temptations of all sorts. Listen to me, kids and teenagers. Do you remember when you were 5, 6, 7 years old and you wanted to be Batman, Spider-Man, Iron Man? Well, at the end of the day, love is love is love is love is love. If you want to be Batman, be Batman for the rest of your life. No, your parents didn't let you do that. Why? Because you're too young. You have no idea what you're talking about. You can't even wipe your butt properly yet. You're still practicing that. And you're talking about, oh, I had a crush on this one, now I have a crush on this one. Yep, 6 days later, yep, now I know what I am. Nah, man, it doesn't work that way. The media has so many of you deceived on what the word love is. Okay? And as an individual, okay, if you are a man and you can go in the mirror and look at what the plumbing that God provided you, and you have the plumbing that belongs to a man, you may say that you're a tarantula, you may say that you're a turtle, you may say that you're a ninja turtle. You're none of those. You're a man. Same thing goes for a woman. You can say you're Wonder Woman. You can say you're whoever you want to be, right? You're a woman. I'm Puerto Rican, okay? My skin is tanned, right? I can't go on and say that I'm a white man and say, well, I feel white inside. You're gonna laugh at me because I'm being something that I'm not actually. You understand? And such is life. But life comes with its temptations, young men and young women. And these temptations are real. But there is one that wants to help you with that temptation. For some of you, that temptation is adult content. And you know what I'm talking about. When your parents ain't on your computer and you start browsing things you shouldn't browse, some of that temptation is drug related. Some of that temptation is money. Some of that temptation is being a thief. But 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." So Dino YT, if your videos are true, and you're actually going through these temptations, or to the many children that watch him, if you're going through these temptations, let me share with you one thing. The media, the Hollywood elite that you watch on TV, they don't care about your soul. They don't care about your future. It's very cute to say love is love is love is love is love. But do you know that that man who said that is married and has children? It's very easy for him to say that and promote you to live a lifestyle that is demonic, when it's going to restrain you from having your own kids and your own family. And what you're going to miss out as you grow up is going to be huge, man. You're going to miss out on so much. You're going to miss out on a beautiful woman who's going to be there for you. Who's going to get up in the morning and cook you some delicious pancakes, man. You know what I mean? And you can eat them pancakes with her. And I know what you're going to say. Oh, a guy can cook me pancakes. Nah, man. Not with the same tender care and love. Let me share with you. There's a very big difference between you waking up with some hairy armpits around you from a guy, and you waking up with a very nice woman. A very nice, kind woman who's going to be your helpmate. Right? And then you have a beautiful child right there with you. Right? Developing a beautiful family that you can then train up children that you can then say, no son, no daughter, I went through temptations, but God gave me a way out. And what God wants to give you a way out, Dino YT. And be very careful, man. Be very careful, because there's a lot of pedophiles out there that are going to try to take advantage of you just because of that video. Grown men, 17, 18, 19, 20, that'll tell you, oh, Dino, I want to be with you, Dino. Listen, Dino, this makes sense to you. You don't like women, but you're going to find yourself a man that acts like a woman. Does that make sense to you, Dino? That you don't like women, but you're going to find yourself a man that wears lipstick like a woman, walks like a woman, talks like a woman? That makes no sense. You're way too young to even be going and discussing these things. Focus on your school. Focus on Jesus Christ. Repent. Repent. For the kingdom of God is at hand, and I do not want you to perish, and God does not want you to perish. Believe and repent, and turn to Jesus today. I'll be honest with you guys, this is pretty hard talking to young people, so I know I may have sounded cringy in this video, but somebody's got to reach out to these kids, and I'm not the best guy, so my examples are horrendous. I am so sure of that. But I pray in Jesus' name that if you're a young person going through any type of temptations, listen. If your parents don't want to help you out with it because your parents say, oh, love is love. Listen, no, love is not love. The word love has been misrepresented. It's time to believe and repent and accept the gospel of Jesus Christ. I love you, Dino. I don't know you, but I love you, man. Hit me up if you need to hit me up at any point in time, brothernathalie@gmail.com. Obviously, ask your parents' permission first, and I'll be more than happy to pray with you, pray for you, and be very, very careful. There are a lot of wicked people that are going to try to take advantage of you, that are going to even try to rape you, that are going to try to abuse you. And those are things that no parent tells you when they say love is love is love. Be very careful. God bless. I want to feel you.
up for the